Chapter 5 The Battle with the Invisible Enemy. The sun was hot on the other side of the island, and there were no people. But there were footprints on the sand, and Keola could hear voices and whispers everywhere. Little fires appeared and disappeared all over the beach. All the languages of the world were spoken on that beach: French, Dutch, Russian, Chinese, and many others. Devils and wizards from all parts of the world whispered to each other. The beach was very crowded, but Keola could see no one, and he was not afraid anymore. When the fires appeared, he jumped on them. Strange voices called, and invisible hands threw sand on the fires, and they were gone before he could reach them.
"I'm lucky that Kalamaki is not here,"
he thought.
"I know he wants to kill me."
He sat down near the woods because he was tired. The beach in front of him was alive with voices and fires. The shells disappeared and new ones appeared as he sat there.
"The last time I was here with Kalamaki, the beach was quiet,"
thought Keola.
"Today there are hundreds of wizards and devils taking millions of dollars and flying high in the air."
He was dizzy and confused.
"Now I know that all the money in the world is made here, on this beach,"
Keola thought. Soon Keola was asleep and he forgot the island and his many problems. Early the next morning, a noise woke him up and he was afraid.
"Perhaps the tribe's looking for me,"
he thought immediately. But it was not the tribe. On the beach, the voices called and shouted and they passed in front of him.
"What's this?"
thought Keola.
"Something strange is happening, because there are no fires and the shells are not disappearing. But the invisible voices continue talking, and their voices are angry."
He looked around.
"They're not angry at me,"
thought Keola,
"because they pass in front of me."
Keola started running with the voices. He ran from one part of the island to the other. He remembered that the wizard's favorite trees grew together in one part of the woods. At that place there was a great noise of screaming men. Soon he could hear the noise of axes and loud screaming voices.
"Perhaps the chief has decided to cut down the magic trees,"
he thought.
"And now the wizards and the devils are angry and are trying to defend their trees."
He wanted to see what was happening. He walked across the beach, got to the woods and stopped. He was amazed. He saw one tree fall and then others started falling. The men of the tribe were there fighting and bodies lay on the ground covered with blood. Fear was on their faces as they fought and screamed.
"What a strange battle,"
thought Keola. The cannibals were fighting bravely, but Keola did not see the enemy. They raised their axes high in the air and then hit something invisible. And here and there, Keola saw an axe without hands kill a man of the tribe as his spirit ran away screaming. Keola looked at this terrible battle for some time, but then it frightened him too much and he wanted to run away. Suddenly, the high chief of the tribe saw him and called his name. The whole tribe looked at him and he saw their white teeth.
"I must run away from here,"
thought Keola, running out of the woods and down to the beach. He was terrified and did not care where he was going.
"Keola,"
said a voice on the beach.
"Lehua,"
he cried.
"Is that you?"
He looked everywhere for her, but could not see her. She was invisible.
"I saw you running before,"
the voice said.
"I called you, but you didn't hear me. Quick, go and get the leaves and we'll be free."
"Are you there?"
asked Keola.
"With the mat?"
"Yes, I'm here at your side and I have the mat,"
she said. And he felt her arms around him.
"Oh, Keola, be quick. Get the leaves before my father gets back."